This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, are any of you guys even trying to hide your pot use from your kids? 2 weeks ago, I got an email. I hadn't been able to read because I was going out of town to you guys. But Graciela writes, my husband smokes pot, but not in front of the kids. However, he does like baked goods and has me bake them and put them in a special dish. Special is in quotes. He wants the kids to avoid the special dish, but not know that he uses pot. My kids, however, are curious. They're 11 years old and 8. Are they old enough to understand? I think they are too old to be told to stay away from daddy's special plate. So I guess what she's saying is she's got an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. And if you're going to make some brownies, and it's going to be in a special pot that has a certain color to it, and you tell your kids just don't go there, they're not going to understand unless you tell them it's because there's something in there that is only for daddy. And so she basically is asking, how do we approach this topic with the kids? You have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. Do you tell them that you smoke pot or that you consume marijuana edible products? If this is a conversation I think we need to have because you have a lot of kids inadvertently eating the marijuana brownies or bringing the marijuana brownies or the marijuana cookies to school. So do you tell your kids that you smoke pot? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, there was an interesting poll that came out, which is why I decided to read this email today, on parents being open with their kids. I guess it was a study. Yahoo partnered with Marist Poll to produce an exclusive, quote, in-depth look at weed and the American family based, excuse me, on a survey of 1,100 Americans 18 and older. They say as the law is evolving, the social attitudes evolve along with it. And more Americans are overcoming old taboos and incorporating pot into their family lives. The research shows that adults who have at least some experience with marijuana are much less likely to be concerned about its effects on themselves or others. They say this suggests that as weed becomes more widespread in the age of legalization, more Americans and their families will start to feel the same way. Half, 47% of user parents say they have consumed marijuana in front of their kids. Now, the majority of these kids are adult kids, but they have consumed marijuana from their kids. They have also admitted to sharing it with them or done both. And more than 1 in 4 users say they've consumed marijuana in front of or with their own parents. Hey, Grandma. You want to complain to me about your hemorrhoids? Give me just 5 minutes to get baked. And then I could totally see myself having my mom over. You know, when she starts to drone on and on and on about something, I'm like, can you hold on a second, Mom? Just wait 5 seconds. Hold on. Okay. I'm good. Go ahead. Let it rip. Well, I told you this. What are you doing? So, I mean, I can understand that. If the parents are always over, we're talking about or even the in-laws, okay, look, we got to give everybody a pass if they need to smoke when that happens. I get that. But really, in front of the kids, even though you have teenage adult kids, sharing it, really? 79% of Americans say they would have less respect for a parent who uses marijuana in front of their child. And even among those who use the drug occasionally, 64% agreed. So there's the problem right there. Nobody gives a damn about respect anymore. Nobody cares if you respect me or not. I used to be very concerned about that. Oh, my gosh, you know, if somebody thinks I'm having sex, they'll think I'm a slut. So I need to tell everybody I'm a virgin. I mean, that's how we used to think years ago, okay? You know, and then it was the opposite. It was, well, wait a second. If you're, you know, religious and if you're, you know, God-fearing and you're, you know, trying to do things the way that you think the good book tells you to, you're going to be made fun of. And so you ended up, you know, lying about, you know, what you've done. Yeah, I smoke. Yeah, I drink. It's to look cool. And it's not really, and so things obviously changed over the last few decades to the point now where if you want people to respect you, you just post a picture of your choosing on Facebook, have people like it, and then you feel better about it. So the whole respect issue, even bad publicity now, starts to become dilute because you could make your own good publicity. So now you have marijuana becoming more and more available. And do parents really give a damn what other parents think? Now, you giving a child marijuana is still illegal. Okay? Even where marijuana is legal, from what I understand, all the states that legalize marijuana, it's only legal for older individuals, older adults. So let's get back to Graciela and her kids. Daddy has a special plate of brownies. Should they tell the kids what's going on? All right, kids are smart. They're going to figure it out, especially the 11-year-old. Most likely the 11-year-old smokes every day after school as it is. So what I would do is I would first, okay, I would test them. I would say, look, you know, Daddy has something in those brownies that are only for adults. And if the 11-year-old goes, I know, it's pot. Okay, well then, you know, you could have the pot conversation. But if they're like, what, is it medicine? Is it whatever? I don't like lying to kids. All right? So what I would probably do is I would probably say, look, okay, we are going to make kid brownies and adult brownies. We're watching our weight, okay? We want to make sure that we keep the sweets separate. Do not go into Daddy's brownies. These are Daddy's. Daddy's only. But, Mom, I saw you eat my brownies because you said you didn't want to eat Daddy's brownies. Well, me as a mom, I just don't get any brownies in this. That's just the way it happens. Mom always gets the short end of the stick, and we always have to cover for Daddy, and that's just the way it is. So, yeah, I guess, no. Mommy will eat the batter. Is that good? Does Mommy get the batter? That's usually how the conversation goes. But I think more and more people are having the conversation with their kids, saying, look, this is something, just like alcohol. You know, it's gotten commonplace with beer. Now it's going to be commonplace for your kids to see you smoke. Is that a good thing, though, or a bad thing? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Jonathan writes, of course you tell the kids. We're talking about marijuana and using marijuana in the house, and brownies, edible goods, or just plain smoking. When do you talk to the kids? Should you talk to the kids? Jonathan says, yes, of course you tell the kids. There's no difference between having a beer after work or having a joint. Society needs to stop stigmatizing it. We drink, and yes, we smoke. Did we have to kitten glove when we lit up a cigarette? So, you know, he says, yeah, kids need to know. That's what daddy does. That's what mommy does after work. That's just the way it is. I think, though, I beg to differ. Mind you, I'm for the legalization of the marijuana. I'm for us researching marijuana and finding all the good that it could offer in the medical setting. But marijuana is addictive. And where I would say hold the phone a little bit and, you know, use some finesse when it comes to the kids is when you have a beer after work, one beer, or you're having a beer with dinner, okay, it's going into your body. You're drinking it. It's not really going out anywhere else. And most likely that one beer doesn't make you change right in front of your kids. Okay? You don't just go through a transformation. Yet, with marijuana, you may. It may, within seconds or minutes, relax you. Have the kids see, the kids may be able to see the difference. And so I would venture to say, look, you know, until we get more data, please be a little bit more discreet. You know, when it came to cigarettes, you're right. We would just light up a cigarette. That's just what mommy did. When the kids asked about it, they got a backhand in the mouth. I never asked about my mom smoking. All right. I remember wanting to try it. All right. And she said no. My grandma said, yeah, sure. Here, take a cigarette. Go ahead. But, it was just something that they did. They just lit up a cigarette. And I believe if I asked, when I wasn't afraid of getting a backhand to the mouth and losing a tooth, I think they would say it relaxes me or it whatever. And there was some excuse. This is just something I need to do. But why? Why do you need to be relaxed? Now, I remember my mom, okay, and Lord have mercy, did I want her to relax. Okay, because when my mom was one tough cookie, now the older I got, she stopped smoking. By the 80s, I don't really remember her smoking too much. I think she hid cigarettes, you know, from us in the 80s, but she wasn't smoking as open as she did in the 70s. And I think that's when they started to really say, look, you know, don't be smoking around the kids. Why? Because they could be picking up the smoke. There could be some secondary issues. So if that's the case, if you are smoking in front of the kids, you got to do it outside. You got to do it away from the kids, period. Okay? Number two is the kids smell the stuff. All right? Maybe cigarette smoke, you know, it can be hidden with the stink, but not marijuana. Marijuana reeks. Not to mention the kids are going to reek of the marijuana with their clothes. So there has to be some sort of discreetness when it comes to that discretion. Now, if you eat it, all right? You know, well, why does Daddy have to have the special brownies, et cetera? Well, these special brownies help Daddy, you know, make him feel good. Well, what if your kid gets a boo-boo? Then they're going to want to feel good also. You know, these are just, you know, we have a different day and age. Plus, we don't discipline our kids like we used to. Thank God for that. But if my parents told me not to go anywhere or not to touch something that was Daddy's, I'd fear for my life. There was no way I was going to touch something that's Daddy's. Nowadays, kids aren't scared. So, you know, we need to remind everybody that marijuana is not supposed to be consumed or around kids, period. In fact, research has shown that brains don't fully develop until the kid is 21 anyway. So we don't want that around the kids. So I would say to remind yourselves that this shouldn't be around the kids. Don't use in front of the kids, okay? You know, we also don't want to teach kids that there is an escape. Remember, your job as parents is to train your kids to be able to hunt, feed themselves, compete, and to be adults on their own, per se, right? In the animal kingdom, that's what you had to do. You had to make sure your kid was physically fit. You had to make sure your kid was mentally fit. You needed to make sure that your kid was in the most ideal position available to compete so that he could stay alive and his progeny could stay alive. Right? So what are you doing teaching your kid that when you come home, you get baked and that's a normal thing to do? When your kid comes home from school, what should your kid be doing when he has a bad day? Okay, he should go out and exercise. The kid should go and eat a healthy meal. The kid should finish their homework and trudge on. We're all going to have bad days. The kid should, you know, do some sort of enjoyment, something for fun, like watch TV or talk to their friends or whatever. The kid should spend quality time with their parents, not baked, and the kid should go to bed. That's what we should be teaching our kids to do when they're growing up. not to go and reach for an escape. All right? Kids shouldn't be hearing parents go, oh, I want to get drunk. Or, oh, you know what? I need to take something to relax. Kids don't need to hear that because 99.99% of the time when they grow up, they're going to want to do the same thing. Remember, they emulate us. They love us. They think we are the bomb. Now, maybe as teenagers, they don't. They think we're at fault. But once they get over that teenage hump, and they will, God willing, they're going to go back and go, you want to know what? That's how my mom did it. My kids, it blows my mind how much they do watch how I do things. And I've been picking up on it because they talk like me. They say the same things to, like, the cats and to others. As I, you know, like, I'm always like, gosh, this makes no sense. This makes no sense. They say that. They pick up a lot more than you think. The way they sit, the way they have an attitude towards things. You know, I got so sick and tired of the news before the election that I was like, okay, to hell with this. And I just shut off the TV. I'm like, I am so done with the news. Okay? The kids picked up that attitude. I'll see them, the TV's on, the news is on, like, oh my God, I am so done with it. And they, just like me, they shake their head, they clench their butt cheeks, just like I do. I mean, and I'm like, how did they pick this up? But they picked it up. No, they don't particularly like talk radio. I don't understand that. Okay, they should love talk radio. But then again, in the car, what do I listen to when I'm in my car? I listen to music. So your kids pick up a lot of the behaviors that you do. So you want to make sure that those behaviors are behaviors you want them to emulate. Like my driving, that's the big thing for me. I drive like crap. All right? I just do. I'm singing to the music. I'm dancing. If I see a cop, I slow down so I could check out the cop. I'm like, gosh, you know, how can I get the cop to pull me over? Because he is cute. I really want to see if he flirts with me. You can't be doing that with the kids in the car. Okay? You got to follow certain rules. You got to do things right. All right, you know, if the kids are in the car, that's an excellent time to go over to Goodwill and drop off some things and donate to Goodwill. You know, if there's a panhandler out there, give them some money. These are the things you want your kids to see. Of course, you want to teach them safety as well. But, you know, so, I understand a lot of us are going to be living in states that start to legalize marijuana, and marijuana is going to be a part of people's households. You could grow plants. You could go to the store, you could cook edible products, and marijuana is going to be a nice escape for a lot of people. But remember, it's still illegal. And most federally, it's still illegal. Schools, it's illegal. These kids that are, you know, trying to get through school, the last thing they need on their record is bringing an illegal substance to school. And I know there's a lot of confusion that go, yeah, well, it's only pot, it's only marijuana. According, though, to some states and according to the government, all right, it's still an illegal substance. And we also forget that it's still very addictive. The last thing we want are kids smoking it. Now, if it was a substance that made them more alert, made them more, let's say, academic, you know, made them want to go to work, make them want to go to school, make them want to do their homework. I can see why some of you are like, who cares if we smoke in front of the kids or if the kid grabs a brownie? But that's not what marijuana does. Marijuana makes them more relaxed, make them not as competitive, makes them not as, you know, motivated. Well, that's not what we want our kids to do. We want our kids to compete. Why do we put our kids in sports? We want them to compete. We want them to feel like winners. We want them to learn how to fight. We want them to learn how to lose. Learn what it feels like to lose and learn what to do to overcome. You only have X amount of time with your kids when they're young. So don't let them lose it on pot, and you don't lose that time being on pot. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, drinking gin could speed up your metabolism, according to a study out of Latvia. It's a very interesting study. I don't particularly like gin. Have I had a gin and tonic? Yeah, once in a while I've had a gin and tonic. But let's take a look here. The researchers out of Latvia's University of Sigulda, the study was published in the journal Food and Nature, assessing how the alcoholic beverage affected calories in mice. They found the drink triggers an afterburn effect that enhances your body's ability to burn calories for a whole hour after you finish your drink. They say mice who were fed regular doses of gin saw a 17% increase in their metabolic rate. Now, everybody hold the phone. I know. I got low metabolism, too. I know. Everybody calm down. Let's read this first. Okay, I know. I am ready to drink gin now. I know. Just calm down, everybody. Whew. Lead author Professor Thistle Lee said consumption of gin resulted in a marked increase in metabolic rate, which indicates that the spirit may have a slimming effect on the body. It's because it is full of antioxidant-rich juniper berries. The berries, which are common in Europe, are a natural diuretic and aid digestion. It also helps ease bloating. It helps ease inflammation in joints and people with arthritis. I know it. Me too. I'm always bloated. I always have arthritis. And my metabolism stinks. I got this tushy that just won't quit. I don't get it. I know. Hold on. Look. Okay, when I try it out, then you guys can. But just everybody hold the phone. In 2008, there was a study published in the Journal of Diabetes Nursing that found gin and tonic was the safest alcohol drink for people with type 1 diabetes because of juniper's rejuvenating qualities that help to ease inflammation in the arteries. Now, if you mix your gin with Sprite, gin and tonic should do it. You really don't need to mix it with anything, but I get that. But some people will mix gin with some juice, some soda pop, etc. A heavy sort of tonic, that could unfortunately maybe mess with a couple things. So gin in and of itself, if you drink a little bit of gin, there's 97 calories per shot. Now, that's still a lot of calories, but compared to other spirits and alcohol out there, that's not as bad. But if you mix in sugar sweeteners, bloating, that kind of stuff, that can mess up with your metabolism. So avoid extra calories by pairing your gin with a slim tonic. Add rosemary, basil, or cucumber for a twist of flavor. Listen, I know I'm ready. I'm ready too. I can't. I got to work. I can't. I got my boards coming up, so I can't be drinking gin. But I got to tell you, if it can help with the arthritis, if it can help with the bloating, and if it can help with the metabolism, this is a super drink. Let me do some more research on it before you guys go run to Lee's Discount Liquor. Just give me a couple minutes and we'll see. Now, keep in mind, when we drink alcohol, we do a lot of stupid things. And I found this article very interesting. All right? These are the 20 worst things you could do at a wedding. This is according to Daily Mail. And they say there's a list of the 20 worst wedding faux pas has been published. And it reveals that a lot of us do stupid things. All right. So let's see here. Weddings obviously can be long. And many of the speeches, many of the outfits, many of the, Yeah. So let's say you wear all white. You have a very hot all white dress and you get invited to a wedding. Should you wear that all-white dress? Probably not, because the bride is supposed to stand out with the all-white dress. They say 9% of respondents say they had seen men arrive at a wedding wearing jeans. So you don't want to wear jeans either. Coming in black tie when it's not supposed to be a black tie event can also be an issue. So here are the 20 worst wedding faux pas. One is, if the best man's speech really stinks and it's very dirty and it talks about the bachelor party, I wouldn't do that. If you leave before the reception speeches are finished, it is so hard to listen to the reception speeches. It is really hard. And that's why I would just recommend you all make it funny. Make the reception speech funny, please. If you wear an outfit that is far too revealing, that's probably not a smart thing to do. If you wear all white or all black. If you bring somebody who was not invited. If you decide to change your table places. If you arrive late, that kind of thing. Flash photography. Oh, I love being the one where my flash goes off on my camera. And you're like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. It should have been on auto. And auto decided to do it. It's not me. It's auto. I always blame auto on your phone, right, for the automatic flash. If you wear a dress very similar to the bridesmaid dresses, that's something I would totally do. If I do not get invited to the wedding party, I would wear a bridesmaid dress because nobody pays attention. And all of a sudden, like, oh, so you were a bridesmaid. I was like, yeah, I was. If you block out the views of others, if you have a big, huge hat, right? A lot of people, when they go to church, they have a big, beautiful hat. Okay, that kind of ticks people off. If you wear sunglasses at church, that's not good. If you get drunk, you start a fight, obviously that's not good. If you forget to turn the ringer off of your phone during the speeches, if you turn up in jeans. Oh, if you become too aggressive when trying to catch the bride's bouquet. I don't have to worry about that because I'm married. But I've seen women get ugly. If you mistakenly wear a black tie and a dinner jacket. If you argue with your partner. I usually will argue with my husband about something. Aggressive dad dancing. I don't know what that is, but I guess that means you do really embarrassing dance moves when you photobomb official photos. Oh, I would love to do that. Photobombing official photos. When you post on social media when you're asked not to, forgetting the names of the bride and groom's parents, trying to chat up the bride or flirt with the groom. Oh, I've done that, flirting with the groom. Grooms are sexy. All right, so those are faux pas with weddings. You need to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so to give you the latest, local, state, and federal law enforcement are frantically searching for a suspect accused of shooting and killing a 74-year-old man Sunday in Cleveland, and then he posted the video of the slaying on Facebook. They're looking for 37-year-old Steve Stevens. As of now, and many of you may be listening to the show at a different time, right now it's a multi-state manhunt. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams announced at a morning news conference that authorities have followed numerous leads and searched various locations to no avail. They say he is still out there. They're asking Steve to turn himself in. We're not going to stop until he is in custody. From what I understand, Stevens pulled up in his Ford Fusion on a road in East Cleveland about 2 p.m. and said in a video, "I found somebody I'm about to kill. I'm about to kill this guy right here. He's an old dude," Stevens said as he approached Robert Goodwin Sr. He was reportedly looking for aluminum cans to collect. Stevens said, "Can you do me a favor?" And he said to Godwin before asking him to say the name Joy Lane. Godwin responded, "Joy Lane?" He said, "Yeah, she's the reason why this is about to happen to you." How chilling. Oh, my God. The video showed him ask Godwin how old he was, then raise a gun and pull the trigger. The camera spun around. When the picture came to focus, Godwin's body was on the ground. Wow, the interaction lasted less than a minute. Williams, the police chief, asked the public to call 911 with any information and pleaded with those who know where Stevens is to report his whereabouts to authorities. If there's somebody that's helping Steve, or if you think you're helping Steve, you're really not. You're going to get yourself in trouble along with him. The only way for you to help him is to give us the information to bring him in safely, please. So authorities had contact with Stevens via cell phone, but that his last location, known location, was where Godwin was killed. Stevens claimed to have killed more than a dozen people, not in that exact way. So he's obviously being looked for. This is scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Las Vegas made news, and I am loving this news because Las Vegas is going to be offering the first syringe vending machine for people who use IV drugs. And this vending machine, I think, is a brilliant idea. I think we're one of a few countries that actually do this. Multiple countries have already been using vending machines that offer free syringes and needles to kind of supply drug users so that they don't have to spread disease and share users. But in Las Vegas, this is going to be the first in the United States to help curb the spread. Now, these machines are being offered and run by the Southern Nevada Health District, the Nevada AIDS Research and Educational Society, and Track B Exchange. Now, Dr. Jerry Cade, who co-managed many of my patients, phenomenal doctor, I trained under him in medical school, he co-founded University Medical Center of Southern Nevada's HIV Clinic. And he loves this idea. He said there's zero downside and lots of pluses, and we'll talk about those. So the World Health Organization had recommended offering clean needles to users, about 200 sterile needles and syringes per drug injector per year. And offering free needles, right, would then prevent them from having to reuse dirty ones that they have because the supply is so scarce, or to share needles when there's one needle for five of you. And obviously, IV drug use is huge in terms of being a conduit to spread HIV, hepatitis, and a variety of other bloodborne pathogens. So very scary stuff. So people will say, but look, if you are having a vending machine that gives away free needles, you're just going to condone drug use. It doesn't work that way. No. No, it doesn't work that way. If somebody wants to use drugs and use IV drugs, and they see a vending machine in a community health center, let's say, or the health district, they are not going to say, oh, look at this. I could get a box of syringes. Let me go now find drugs. It just doesn't work that way. What does happen, though, is somebody who does use drugs, and many times they're a victim to the drugs that they use, go, I can't find a syringe, and I need the drug. That feeling is not going away, especially heroin. Withdrawing from heroin feels like death. So giving away free needles does not incite or increase drug use. A person addicted to heroin will not go, you want to know what? I don't have a needle, so you want to know what? I am going to skip today. It just doesn't work like that. The withdrawal is so bad, they're going to find a way to get it into their system. So, we need a safer way for people to inject, but what's very interesting about these kits is they also offer information on where to go for drug addiction. So it's a great outreach tool. So each kit is free. Users could get a kit once about twice a week, up to two times a week. Each kit has 10 syringes, a tourniquet, a disposal container for the used syringes, because you don't want the used syringes sitting around and being used. I mean, one important part about giving away free needles is you also want to clean up the bad needles. So there's a container for those. There's also alcohol swabs to clean the skin prior to using, bandages, and then an information sheet on where one could go for addiction treatment. I have an article written about this on my website at drdahlia.com. Now, in order to use the machine, you need to, quote-unquote, register. This could turn people off. What they don't realize is you don't have to register giving your personal information and your social or anything like that. All right? The registering, from what I understand, is more so they could count and they know generally where people are using them from, you know, where there's a high need. All right? This isn't being run by police or by a government agency. This is being funded by private donations. So this allows benefactors to find out where the need is. And I don't exactly know all the details on what the registration includes, but when somebody does quote-unquote register without giving their personal information, they get a card and they get a code. That card and code allows them to access the machine twice a week. So the machines are going to be located at AFAN. If you aren't aware of AFAN, they've been on the show years ago, Aid for AIDS of Nevada, the Community Counseling Center, and Track B on West Charleston Boulevard for those of you who live in Las Vegas. So I am a little concerned about the registering part of it because of I think a lot of people may misinterpret and think that they have to give personal information. They may not come to these machines. They may also be afraid of, you know, there being cameras or people seeing. And so where I see this as a huge benefit are the people that don't want to use, the people that are addicted, the people that are having issues, and they just don't want to make things worse. And so I see this being as an amazing outreach. However, those that are doing it for funsies and don't seem to care about the risk to themselves or the risk to others wouldn't go through that, those extra steps. But here's the thing. We do have a large number of people that do want the extra steps and do want the help. So even if some people don't want to do the quote-unquote registration, et cetera, you have others that are like, yes, I want help. Sign me up. So the kits are really nice. I think it's going to be a huge step and helping fight the overdose and infectious disease spread. Is it going to end it all? No, it's not, but I think it's a great step. So congratulations, way to go for those involved. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More Americans than ever are experiencing mental health problems, yet the access is not continuing. The access is getting lesser and lesser. Excuse me, according to a new analysis of data from the CDC, National Health Interview Survey finds that serious psychological distress, or SPD, serious psychological distress, is defined as severe sadness and depressive symptoms that interfere with a person's physical well-being. This is on the rise. 3.4% of the adult population, according to NYU Langone Medical Center, suffer from a serious mental health issue. Fewer than 3% of American adults experienced the latest data from previous reports show that fewer than 3%, now we're over 3%. They say the statistics were pulled from surveys collected between 2006 and 2014. A report included more than 200,000 Americans between the ages of 18 and 64. Individuals were represented from all states and across all ethnic and socioeconomic groups. They say one of the more dismal discoveries from the report is the access is deteriorating. The study found the 9.5% of people surveyed in 2014 did not have health insurance that provided access to a psychiatrist or counselor, a rise from 9% in 2006. Now, why is that if Obamacare was in full swing in 2014? Approximately 10.5% of people experienced delays in getting treatment due to insufficient mental health care coverage, a 1% increase in 2006, and 10% of individuals could not afford to pay for necessary psychiatric medications, which went up from 8.7% to 2006. They say in Alabama, one worker per every 1,200 people. Right? That's how many healthcare professionals they have. One per every 1,200 people. Nevada ranked last in the report, largely in part of because of the state's lack of available mental health professionals. This has been a huge issue. I've practiced here for years. Not having enough psychiatric or psychological caregiving professionals and specialists has been such a huge issue. Most insurances don't cover it. It's very expensive. And, you know, mind you, if you're a psychologist, okay, and you give a whole hour of your time, how much should a psychologist make? Right, well, they should make $50 to $75 an hour. Well, lawyers make $500 an hour, so I don't think you'll be able to talk a psychologist only making $50 to $75, especially when they have staff. They have rent to pay. They have malpractice. $50 to $75 an hour doesn't cut it. And if insurance doesn't cover it, do you have $50 or $75 an hour to pay for a couple times a week session or even a once a week session? Most people don't have $50 to $75 to drop once a week. That's the problem. And insurance doesn't want to cover it because it's expensive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.